The meeting of May 14, 2025 of the Veterans Affairs Committee is now called to order. Roll call. Alan Young.
Here.
Alicia Fuller. Alicia Fuller. Ann Hollis.
Present.
Bruce Hayes. Bruce Hayes. Lorraine Obregon.
Here, present.
Marcia Woolleater.
Here.
Arlen Ruiz.
Present.
Rocio Carriage.
Present.
Terry Byron.
Present.
Tom Tunks.
Oh, he's at a Southwest Division meeting. He won't be open.
And William Burks.
Here.
He's in Vegas.
We have a quorum of eight.
Right. We have Bruce, I don't think, is on yet. Is there anyone that can give the invocation for tonight? Willing to take a try at it?
Well, go ahead and do the BCC opening statement and give.
The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. As voted on by the committee, this meeting is being held virtually on Microsoft Teams and hybrid. As we continue our efforts in meeting virtually, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number to unmute yourselves, dial *6 on your phone. Prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. Please be advised the chat function has been disabled and is not available for use. Also, to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio.
I'll go ahead and do the invocation. Dear Lord, thank you for today and having us all here present to call and discuss all these affairs that are going on in our community regarding our veterans, and our transitioning service members. And we thank you and we ask for you to guide us in our discussions here today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. So now on to item 3. We'll start off with Ms. Katowski from the VA.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here in person, and I can see the folks offline, so hello. Just to give an update from the VA and certainly answer any questions afterwards. I was not at the facility today. I was at a meeting, but I heard our veteran health fair was very well attended in the Rose Garden from 11 to 1 today. I know Orlando Ford was he was on the line a minute ago. But anyway, I think the health fair was very well attended. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to come by, but again, really enjoying the opportunity to do events again in person. We had staff from various healthcare specialties available to answer questions and give information to veterans, families, and caregivers. For upcoming events, I want to mention that we have the 15th annual VA 2K walk that is scheduled for Wednesday, May 21st from 7:30 until noon, to encourage healthy living and support the Veterans Homeless Program. So if you would like to donate to our Veteran Homeless Program, you can contact our Tucson CDCE for more information. Also coming up on May 21st, same day, we have the Southern Arizona VA Research Day. So in our Building 4, Conference Room A, we have presentations from our Biomedical Research and Education Foundation of Southern Arizona, known as PREFSA, which supports SAHIC's investigators in support of medical research, showcasing our projects. And we have a guest speaker that is the Chief of Research and Development from the Phoenix VA Healthcare System, Dr. Samuel Agoyo. So we're looking forward to that event. A couple other updates. Just want to make sure that we're getting out there information about there is a new travel claim form for beneficiary travel. You can find those forms at the beneficiary desk in Building 80 near our canteen retail store at the main facility, and you can also find them online. We had a great Nurses Week celebration. You probably have heard about the Tucson's fabulous 50 RNs and LPNs. Well, we had a number of folks. We had five RNs placed as part of that top 50, one LPN, and we even had a special recognition for Most Inspirational Mentor Award, which was one of our nurse practitioners, Dr. Juliana Hall. So we were really proud of the fabulous RNs and top LPNs. I'll list the names of the RNs in case any of you know them. You can high-five them. Kendra Krall, one of our registered nurses, Christy Baker, Susan Bateman, Veda Mackey, and Katie Grosler. And then our LPN was Lisa Romo. So again, just really excited to celebrate them as part of our Nurses Week. And then I'll conclude tonight's report. Since the last time I saw you, we had a very special VIP visit from the Secretary of the VA, the Honorable Doug Collins. We had a really full day, came on April 28th. He visited our Flying Rehabilitation Center. He visited with myself and the leadership team. He also honored and did recognition for five of our employees and coined them, and then also had a media opportunity. I then followed him over to the University of Arizona, where he met with a number of veteran students, and we were able to highlight the partnerships that we have there. The secretary is very proud of what he saw here in Tucson and noted that the support of the community is really key here, and so he was just overall very pleased with the care and with the facility here in Tucson. That concludes my report. Please let me know if there's any questions.
Any questions or comments? Wonderful. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. So going down the list here, I don't have Matt here. I don't see Margo. Anyone for the Keno Memorial Park?
The Keno Memorial Park, I'll just mention, this is Harry Byron, that the Mosaic Quarter, which is going to take over the memorials in 2026, is we're having another meeting to talk about that, and we will probably have a larger, at some point as it gets closer, have a larger type open forum kind of meeting where all veterans will be invited to come and have a say. But the Monday, May 19th at, is it at 2 or 1:30? I had 1:30. But anyway, so, and that's at Campbell and River at their main office.
Any questions or comments on that? Let's see here. And then, do we have Arleth from Senator Mark Kelly? The other one that was supposed to speak is Noreen from the Gift Horse. Noreen and I have been talking. She has a equine therapy facility off of River and Craycroft. And one of the things that we were looking at is at her facility there, us using like the front two part of her parcel there for maybe doing like a fundraiser, kind of like a little barn dance or something like that. And at the same time, while we're there, you know, we could go over and visit the horses as part of that fundraiser. So she was going to give us an update on her side of things. Let me see. That's what I was doing here. Her phone is having issues connecting. One of the weekends that she was looking at was in October, I think, what day?
I think maybe October 18th, the weekend of October 18th. They have a car show that also happens there right across the street at the Gregory School, so they use that as parking. So we won't be able to use it that weekend. So it's either going to be the weekend before or the weekend after. And what she was going to do was give us a heads up on how much that would probably cost us. She did have a backup facility in case we weren't, if the landlord wasn't allowing us to do it or if it wouldn't work, because they also do pumpkin patches and stuff like that right after that car show, which, you know, it's October. They were looking at a, what do you call it, a movie set in South Tucson somewhere to see if we could use that also for a possible fundraiser. Sorry, I don't have much more information on that, so that way we all could take some back for you for the summer to think about. But she would be able, with the facility, she said she may have a band that could also come out and play. But if y'all have any ideas for bands too, I'll let you know exactly what date she was able to kind of solidify for us. And then we can look at maybe bands or something. I think she was thinking maybe like $10-$15 a person, the event. And if we, I don't know, like 100 people or something, we'd probably get like $2,000 or a little bit more than that, right? But any questions or comments on that? Do you think that might, Anne, I think your hand is up, right?
I just wanted to note that the 18th of October is an away game for the University of Arizona football team. We don't really want to be competing if we don't have to. So that's a good weekend.
No, you're right. But like I said, I can't remember if it was the weekend before or the weekend after that. Yeah, she's having trouble getting on.
I think the weekend after is a bye weekend for football.
Okay. What we were trying to do was trying to avoid, like, November because, you know, the Marines kind of take it over. Like, it's off. Anyway, so I'll let you guys know, and I'll send it out through email and everything, any updates that we have, so y'all can think amongst yourselves and any other ideas that y'all have. We were thinking about maybe some door prizes or some little baskets, that, you know, raffle prizes and stuff like that to also kind of help fundraise a little bit. And if y'all have done this before, please let us know, because, you know, but I will tell you, her horses are wonderful. I can't remember how many she has, and she has a donkey. If you don't know Gift Horse, what they do is they're all rescue animals. She actually has a $1 million horse that they were going to get rid of and actually turn and donate to some meat, whatever, because this horse got anxiety and wasn't able to race. They would go to races and was, I mean, it's a $1 million horse, and they were just going to kill it. And she stepped in, you know, took in this beautiful horse. So she ties in. She noticed a lot of success with our veterans and these horses, because they feed off of you, right? They can sense that energy that you have off of them. And Maureen that runs this, she's actually a retired behavioral health nurse. So that this is her background and everything. So she's very well versed in how to do this, not just on her own with horses and trying to put something together. She's actually very experienced in this field too. So any other information I will pass on as soon as I get it to you guys. Yes, Lorraine.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Lorraine Obregon here. You know, we're having there's a fundraiser that I kind of want to put it out there for you, that you might, somebody maybe, Terry or somebody might want to reach out to them. There's a free fundraiser, well, I wouldn't say free, but Growlers at Tap House is allowing another veteran function there. So I'm wondering if we can reach out to them. So if that doesn't kind of come through for us, maybe we can consider the Tap House as an option for a fundraiser, because they are having a fundraiser for our heroes on this Sunday, May 18th. So I don't know. I should probably reach out and see who the contact is, that maybe we can use that as a backup. That's a possibility. And I think there's also tomorrow there's those riders, the bikers that are, I think, going through Marana. But I think the bikers are, that might be a little bit more difficult, but that's always a nice attraction. We get so many bikers in our parade that, you know, that's an option that maybe we can somehow bundle that so that we can get them involved too. It's just a thought.
Point of order, ma'am. Is fundraising is much later in the event. So, yeah. We were only talking about it because she was going to have the guest speaker. So we'll talk more about fundraising later. Thanks, Lorraine.
All right. So that concludes item three. Item four, our legal action. Is Bruce on yet? No? All right. Is anyone able to take a look at it? Any questions or comments, or can we do it because he's not here, I guess?
Why wouldn't we be able to do it because he's not here?
Well, he's can't really answer any questions, but any questions that you have? Or any comments on the legal action report? Okay. I'll do roll call then.
Great. Well, we need a motion,
madam.
Oh, sorry. I'll make a motion to accept the ORs. We need a second.
I'll second.
Second. I second it.
Alan Young?
Aye.
Alicia Fuller? Alicia Fuller? Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes? Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marcia Woolleader?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Aye.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And William Burks? Yes. Passes nine.
If somebody join on, because Tom, yeah. Okay, so treasurer's report, Terry.
This is for the period April 1st to April 30th. Beginning balance was $1,221.72. We received a $700 donation from the American Legion Auxiliary Post 132. Thank you, Marcia, for making that happen. So the interim total balance is now $1,921.72. We did receive another donation, but it was after this report was submitted and it was out of period. But Vietnam Veterans of America 106 donated $1,000. And we do have a pending expense for the band for the four chaplain of $150, but that hasn't occurred yet. So it'll be on the next report in September.
Any questions or comments? Motion?
Motion to accept.
Second?
Second. Ann Hollis.
W second.
Alan Young?
Yes.
Alicia Fuller? Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes? Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marcia Woolheater?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yay.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And William Burks?
Yeah.
Passes 9-0.
Okay. So now on to committee reports. And for the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery?
Yes. There were 75 interments in April, bringing the total number interred at the cemetery at 5,304. The Memorial Day, there will be an 8 a.m. ceremony. So that's the Monday of Memorial Day. That's it.
Questions, anyone? All right. So now the Arizona Department of Veterans Services.
So this is Terry Byron. I got some figures from Hubby to share. There was over 1,200 claims submitted in the month of April with a 96% approval rate. That's pretty good. They did an event with the Border Patrol in Eloy. In July, they're doing a TAPS session at DM. They're also looking at having a officer on base to help file some claims for the newly transitioning veterans or soldiers coming out. And then at the VA, they have an office Monday, Wednesday, Thursday for walk-ins. And they are looking at possibly doing something with the Pima County to help veterans transitioning out of service. That's that for ADVS.
Any questions there? Okay. Military Lounge.
This is Terry Byron on behalf of James Robertson from the Tucson International Airport. During the month of April, they had a total of 155 visitors to the military lounge. It's they expected a slight decrease due to the time of year. So there you go.
Scary. Has there been talk of a women's veteran or women and men's veterans honor flight leaving in the spring?
I haven't heard anything about honor flight. I can certainly ask them and find out.
Okay. Because I belong to Veterans of the American Revolution, and we had a meeting last week, and for some reason they was thinking that we was going to be donating money to a women's honor flight. And I'm thinking, I haven't heard anything, and either women's or, you know, both men and women veterans honor flight. They, last year they had canceled it in the spring, but had it in the fall, and that's all I had heard about. So I just wanted to ask.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, but we can certainly make an inquiry.
Thank you.
Yeah, not seeing anything in my email here, but yeah. Thank you for that, Terry. Any other questions or comments? Now, 64 chaplains, Terry.
As I said for the treasurer's report, we still owe the band $150. I did drive by the Keno Veteran Memorial Park a couple weeks ago, and they were working on repairing the walls. So that'll be nice to have nice, clean, straight walls for our ceremony in February of 2026. And then hopefully after that, we can move it to the Mosaic Quarter, to the Veteran Memorial Park there. So that's all I got. Any questions, comments?
MOWW has a question. Terry, do you have a date for that pending Veteran Park relocation meeting on Campbell and River?
May 19th.
May 19th?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a time?
1:30. At least that's what I have on my calendar. Could be something different.
Where's the meeting going to be?
The exact address is 1860 East River Road, Suite 325.
Thank you.
Lorraine?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just taking him back to the honor flight, just want to let you know that I've reached out to them a couple times because I was trying to make arrangements to get a couple of veterans on the honor flight. It's my understanding that unless they have enough, I don't want to say recruitment because that's not the word I'm trying to use here, but if they have enough participants, then they would coordinate it. There is an email for Southern Arizona Honor Flight that you can get more information. That was the last thing I was told, so that we could at least coordinate. You just have to forward that link to whoever the individual is, but you still have to get back to them and find out when exactly they're going to have another honor flight. So I just wanted to say that in case somebody needed to know. Thank you.
Thank you for that. All right. Anything else? Okay. All right. Now on to number 7, Nighthawk 72 Events Memorial. Commandant? He's thinking.
Yeah. Are we talking about next year or the one that just passed?
If you want. I think Terry kind of recapped a few things, but if you got some additional, and then.
As far as I know, next year we're not, we need to figure out who's going to do it. I'm pretty sure my detachment will be involved. I don't think it's going to be as big as it was this year. Just for the sole fact, this was the 25th anniversary, and that's why we had a lot of family members and officers and enlisted men that were part of the units that were involved in that horrific accident. But I'm, like I said, I'm not sure if we're going to have the scale of it is going to be as big next year. But I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to be the commandant in the Marine Corps of Nighthawk 72 next year, but I will be involved with helping Terry and whoever the new commandant is. I will definitely be involved in it. I'm sure we're going to have something. Yeah, so I'm not sure the date yet because it has to land on – usually we try to do it on a Saturday. So, yeah, just keep your calendars open, and if anybody has any ideas or – whatever, not for beverages or food, any kind of feedback like that. I know Terry tried to do some food this year. Beverages, it's just kind of difficult because it is out in the rural area. And, you know, we put a cake out there and the next thing you know, it's full of little flies and stuff. But, yeah, and beverages, it's – same thing. The logistics part of it's just kind of a pain in the butt, but I really hope to continue doing it. I know, like I said, we can't do the scale of it like we have been, just because it's kind of hard for the families and whatnot to get out to Marana every year. But I do appreciate all of you that showed up to it this year. That was phenomenal. We had a really good turnout. I was pretty happy with that, and it made me look good as a commandant. I mean, I didn't do a fraction of the work that Terry put into it, but, you know, I'll take the accolades, but, and I'll buy Terry, you know, a cigar or something later, but no, Terry does a good job, but, just keep your calendars open. Terry will, and I keep putting Terry's name, yeah, poor Terry. Terry's doing it. No, Terry will hit us with a date pretty soon. And I mean, my calendar's already full from just Terry's activities. So, but yeah, just keep your calendar open next year. And I really hope to see all of you out there again. So that's all I have on that. Terry, if you want to add to it or subtract, grab the tape and rewind. But I think we covered it. No, it was just a phenomenal event this year, and I really, really, I can't emphasize enough how much I appreciate everybody that helped and showed up. Thank you very much. And that's all I have on that.
Any other questions or comments? Number 8, the back social media presence. Any questions or comments or ideas? So just keep sending everything, you know, to Amari and Francisco to get sent out about.
again, reminder that we do have the Facebook page if y'all want to post on there too. I think that's it for that.
WW has a question.
Sure.
Reference the Madam Chair's last comment on getting announcements out to the staff out there in your office. We'd like to submit some sponsorship and donation documentation for any organizations out there and those civilian organizations that support the veteran community in case they want to sponsor or donate to the upcoming annual MOWW convention the first week of August of this year.
I like that idea. Anything else? Okay.
Thongs on that. Marlon, I have to run it through my treasurer. She's kind of she's a stickler, but I'm pretty sure, and I think Terry will agree with me, I'm pretty sure my detachment can throw you a couple of ducats to help you out with some beers or something at your event.
Keep the party going.
That's wonderful, Tom. I appreciate that. In fact, one of those coordination areas is the hospitality room, so we're tracking.
I love them. That's my favorite room. I'll run it by my e-board next meeting, and if we can do it, we'll do it. We'll see if we can get you some dough for that. Or if not, I'll see if I can get somebody to donate some liquor or something for the hospitality suite.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you. And if you need my contact information or more details, Terry Byron is our common denominator.
Yes. Actually, I have your card. I'll reach out to you in a couple of weeks, and we'll figure out some stuff.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Number 9, outreach to the Mayor and Council. Any questions, comments, or anything that y'all would like to send up? I know, Marlon, you were asking about the status of a letter or something earlier. For your,
I was given an update.
With your letter?
Yes, we did hear back from Juan, and he did confirm that the city of Tucson will be providing a proclamation for the upcoming convention. They're going to provide us with two copies. I met today with the planning council up in Alexandria, and they're telling me that they would like to publish that in the convention almanac, and the suspense for the publisher is 1 June. So we want to make sure that we have the copies in time so we can forward it up to the headquarters.
Any other things y'all want to send to for the mayor? All right. So item 10, we've kind of talked about the gift horse there, and Lorraine, you also brought up their your fundraising idea there with I'm trying to read my notes here. When you write too small.
Growlers.
Growlers.
Tap house.
With the tap room. Yes. Any other ideas besides that, you guys?
This is Terry Byron. I reached out to the Arizona Wine Collective, and I'm looking forward to having them give me a percentage of sales. Like if we sell tickets for $25, how much of that do we get? The Arizona Wine Collective is located at Campbell River, and you can bring food in, and then you get a taste of local Arizona wines. And depending on what food we can bring in, I know there's a food truck that does charcuterie boards. They're like little individual boxes. And so maybe we can work with them to get a discount on those and then take those into the wine room. And I'm just not sure what price point we could set for that. You know, I'm thinking probably somewhere around $40 to $50. And then we'd probably be able to keep half. So.
Okay. I've not done one of those. Does that seem typically what they charge, like 40, 50 bucks, I guess?
Yeah. Well, I think it just depends.
Yeah, right.
So I'm waiting to hear more from them, and I'll, as I get more information, I will share it through the clerk's office.
Sounds good. Thank you for all those ideas. Any others? Sounds great. I like these ideas. Great. Item 11, the Veterans Day Parade. Memorials update.
This is Terry Byron. So the Tucson Veterans Day Parade Foundation is in the planning stages. It will be on November 11th at 11 a.m., same route as last year. I will get the flyer sent through the clerk's office as soon as we meet this month and approve it. And then registration for being in the parade won't open until August.
Marsha Wolf here, a question for Terry. So, how do, like, if registration opens in August, does that put you in more closer in the front line? And the later you wait, does it they don't do a number? Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Quite honestly, it's easier if the same people are attending, then they go get the same number or pretty close to it.
Oh, okay.
So that they're in the same staging area every time.
Because I know a group that wants to.
But if you have a special request, then you put that in as part of your registration.
Okay.
And then the organizer will see what can be done.
Have they decided on a cost for registration, or is there a cost?
There's no cost at this point. No. We will gladly accept donations to help offset expenses, because it does take about $10,000 to run the parade.
Okay. And y'all need, like, volunteers to kind of help.
And we always need volunteers. Yep.
If somebody has a heat stroke or something like that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Chair, if I may, and Terry, this is Lorraine Obregon. I know that we paid, Dave, Disabled American Veterans, we pay a fee for the registration for the parade itself. So I don't believe that we were ever free. And then I do the City of Tucson with it in combination. We put it on the car. So I don't know about it being free. If you have that information, Terry, can you share that with us, please? Because we've been paying a fee.
If you were paying a fee, you didn't pay it to the foundation. Because there is no cost to participate in the parade. There is no cost.
Okay, so then I'll check with Disabled American Veterans, because it's my understanding we pay a fee every year. So I'll get back with that. Thank you.
What is the cutoff date for registration?
I would suspect November 1st or October 31st, something like that, because you have to have time to organize all the things and then reach back out to the participants and give them their number and all that. So.
And if someone was to donate, who would they donate it to? Straight to the foundation?
Yes.
To you?
Right? Yeah.
Right to you.
The website, if I can remember what it is I believe it's TucsonVDPF.org. So Tucson Veterans Day Parade Foundation, but Veteran Day Parade Foundation is abbreviated. And the website is, I believe it's been updated. I don't remember if I did it or not.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions on that? All right. Item 12, summer break. So those of you joining us, we will go dark up and we will return. The next meeting will be September after this meeting here. So no meetings again for June, July, and August as a reminder there. Any questions or concerns on that?
We outdoor fast when we start back.
Well, we'll get just the agendas coming back up. We'll
start back up again. A good question.
And if you guys have anything to add to the agenda in the meantime for September, please email both of us, because we are going into the election, so we're kind of going to be covering each other as we can. So if you guys could just make sure you email everything to Francisco and I, and we'll make sure that we get it added to the agenda for September.
Thank you.
And I believe if while we're dark, if anything comes up and we need to share it, we can also send it to you guys and you'll blast it back
Absolutely.
Out.
Just like I said, we're going to be in election, so make sure you send it to both of us, because one of us may be pulled or late.
All right, item 18, or excuse me, 13. Ooh, jump in, there ain't even a... Anyways, for the good of the order, we'll go down roll call here.
Alan Young.
Nothing to add.
Alicia Fuller. Ann Hollis.
No.
Ruth Hayes. Lorraine Obregon.
Nothing to add, thank you.
Marcia Woolheater?
Nothing to add, but everybody have a safe summer, fun and safe summer.
Marlon Ruiz?
MOWW has nothing to add at this time, thank you.
Rocio Carey?
Kind of piggybacking on Marcia here, everybody have a wonderful summer, and of course, again, just a reminder to email Amari and Francisco with any updates or any information to pass along for the summer. And Marlon will be thanks and prayers and everything that your event goes off without a hitch and everything too. So
you'll all be missed.
We may meet you there. We'll be at the hospitality room. Maybe.
that's what I'm saying is with Tom's help, we'll be able to coax a couple of familiar faces at least.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, up in the hospitality room is always welcome. And it's a big, it's a big location. It's on the fourth floor of the of the tower to the left as you enter the hotel.
Thank you, Tom, for keeping that party going there with the booze. So.
That's what we do.
Terry Byron?
I have a couple of things. Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th at South Lawn Cemetery is 9 a.m. East Lawn Cemetery is at 9 a.m. South Lawn, we've got the Vietnam Veterans Post 549 is doing their ritual ceremony. The Tucson Concert Band will be providing music. The Tucson Detachment Marine Corps League will be doing the rifle salute. We also have the Sons of the American Revolution posting colors at South Lawn. East Lawn, we have the Scottish American Military Society will be doing colors. The VFW Post 4903 will be having their ritual ceremony. The Sons of Orpheus is the musical entertainment at East Lawn. And the rifle salute will be provided by our Tucson Marine Reserves Bulk Fuel Company A. So please come out. If you plan on placing a wreath, make sure you let me know ahead of time. And then June 14th, the Tucson Detachment is having their 7th annual Andy Lopez Memorial Golf Tournament at 0700. That is Father's Day weekend. So it's a great gift for dad to play. $100 per player or $125 day up. And that is at the Haven Golf Course in Green Valley. And then you can mark your calendars for October 11th at Kennedy Fiesta Park. NAM to Sand Jam is being presented by Jonas Hunter Productions on behalf of VVA 106. So all the funds and proceeds made will be donated to the Vietnam Veterans of America.
That's great news to hear that it's back. What day was that again?
October 11th. Saturday, October 11th. And it'll be from noon to 8 p.m.
Where is it? One more time.
At Kennedy Fiesta Park, or Kennedy Park, October 11th, noon to 8.
Here in Tucson. That's by Mission and...
Mission and
Ajo. Ajo and La Cholla.
That's right.
Is it?
Same. Yeah. That same corner.
Okay, great. Kennedy Park.
The park is big.
It's huge.
But we're looking for vendors and donations, and et cetera, et cetera.
When you mean vendor, like if one of our other veterans organizations say 132 or whatever, we could just.
And they want to have a booth? Yep.
We could put a booth.
Yep. So if you go to namjamtucson.org, the website is up and running. There is an entry fee. It isn't free to attend this year. It's $5 for veterans, and $5 for children 15 and under, $10 for everybody else, or bring a new toy for Toys for Tots valued at $10, and you get in for the cost of the toy.
Tom Tubbs?
Yes, just to piggyback on that NAM, to San Jam, Nighthawk 72 will, I earmarked a little bit of dough. We're gonna have a booth. We're gonna sell some booze. So if you get down there, come on by and see us. The first three people, I'll buy a beer, I guess, but that's all I can afford. So just three. But no, we're going to have a booth there. We're going to try to raise some ducats for them. And I think we get a percentage. Well, I'm sure we get a percentage. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. But and to help out the NAM to Jan, NAM to Sam. So yeah, come on down there and look for us. And yeah, I'll be serving some beers and White Claws, I guess. I think that was one of the things.
That was one of the things.
Yeah. Nice. And if you know the secret code, there might be something hidden under the table. So check your emails for secret codes. But yeah, no, come out to that. It's a great event. I love that thing. There's all the weapons and vehicles and everything will all be there. And it's just a really cool thing. And plus those old guys, and I say those old guys with all due respect, Marlon and all of you, I know. That is an era. The Vietnam era is slowly, slowly starting to get really thin. And we need to, as much as we can, we need to show those guys that, hey, man, we're still with you and we still appreciate you. So come on out and have a beer and visit with some old timers and some young guys. There's all kinds. So, but that's all I have. Thank you very much.
And William Burks.
DAD Department. They're having their convention on the 25th or the 29th of June at the Sheraton Mesa Hotel up in Phoenix.
That's everyone.
Anyone want to lead us on the benediction closeout? Madam, future agenda items?
Okay. Let's go on to future agenda items. You can tell I didn't go to sleep until 2 o'clock this morning. Sorry. Let's go with future agenda items. Does anyone have anything there?
We're going to leave everything that's on here now, except for summer break. Obviously, we won't need to be talked about. I don't know that Nighthawk 72 Memorial will need to be talked about in the future for a little bit. It'll get closer.
Anything else? Now on to item 15. Can anyone leave a benediction? Oh, I saw somebody raise their hand.
Lorraine had her hand up.
Oh, yes. And just for a future item, just want to make sure we still have the fundraising ideas, because it is going to happen in the fall. I didn't hear that on there, but we want to make sure we stay with that, and I'll provide Amari and Francisco with additional contacts. So over the summer, hopefully we can have other ones. You know, if this doesn't come through with the October, I guess it was tentative 18th, but looks like maybe the 25th. In any event, that should hopefully help. Thank you. And that's all.
Okay. Item 15, anybody want to lead us out on benediction?
Sure, I'll do it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us the privilege to serve our veterans and bringing us together for one common goal in our community. Help us to continue to work together, collaborate, and have a safe and wonderful summer. May we come back with some new, fresh ideas and resources within our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it.
6:51, that adjourns our meeting, and we will see you in September 5th, 10th. Oh, boy. September 10th.
Thank you all. Thank